This is Melissa, and it is Friday afternoon, Friday evening, the 16th of May, 2025, and I wanted to make a short-ish announcement about book club. We were planning on having a recorded conversation tomorrow covering interviews 3 and 4, and there's some feedback from the group that we're moving at too rapid a pace, and I created a syllabus with the help of Laura, who is in the group, and there's a lot of extra material that I think will give us context for what Alan and Jackie are talking about. And you do not have to look at or read all of that material, but it might be helpful. So there's a lot, and then of course we all have busy lives, lots going on. So the idea that we are entertaining and are going to attempt starting now is to record every third week. And what this will mean is that we can gather as planned every Saturday at noon Eastern Standard Time in the Cutting Through the Matrix book club channel chat. You'll see a button there if you go in there that will be the link to the discussion. If you come in there about, you know, a little bit before noon Eastern Standard. And so for 2 Saturdays, we will be covering syllabus material that complements the interviews that are upcoming. And so tomorrow in book club, we will be covering syllabus material for the 3rd and 4th interviews. And those are entitled the third, I've given them little titles now to make it easier to distinguish them. And the third is entitled Ancient Priests. And that is going to be covering the pyramids in Egypt, Khazars, genetic bloodlines, Rothschilds. The fourth interview I've entitled A Contest Since the World Began, and some of the little extras in there were the movie Wag the Dog and History Begins at Sumer, linked to a book there for you. There are other extra videos and of course talks from Alan that will help you a little bit, I think. So I'm going to link to this first half syllabus material for you, and just a couple of other things. So the recording on this material will be on the 24th of May, and Graham in Germany is going to help me cover that recording, but hopefully some of you will be joining us tomorrow on the 17th at noon Eastern Standard Time to discuss some of this. So then we will have a recorded conversation on the 24th, and then we'll meet the following 2 Saturdays, and we will be discussing syllabus material for interviews 5 and 6. And then the 3rd Saturday, we'll record that. So that's how it's going, and we'll be publishing a sign-up there if you want to be involved. I think after this, 3 weeks after this, it will be Nick Hayes at Hayes Reviews who is covering it. And then 3 weeks following that, Neil Foster will cover it. And then we've got lots, you know, wide open. Everything's open after that. So you can sign up and take a couple of interviews for yourself. You can also share those with someone in the group. You can share them with me. So, and don't be shy. It doesn't really matter how long you've been listening to Alan, or if you've read any of his work before or not. It doesn't matter if you're new to the whole idea that we're under an ancient system of control. If you're willing to do the work and show up, that is good enough for me, and it will be good enough for everyone else in the group. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that we recorded the first 2 interviews a couple of weeks ago, and I have not yet published that. And I will be doing that as I catch up on everything. But it leads me to another consideration that I want to share with you, and that is how Alan viewed this material in the past. He had these interviews that he did with Jackie Petru on Sweet Liberty that were available initially as cassette tapes. And then he switched that technology over to CDs. And many of you have purchased those CDs over the years. Well, there are thousands and thousands of free audios on the websites that you can download and listen to. But he chose not to make these 24 talks, these 24 interviews, freely available to you. And then I transcribed those audios many years ago into book form, and he offered that for sale as Waiting for the Miracle. And of course, that was not free either. But the thinking that he had behind not making these audios freely available to you is that this was work he considered to be for the serious student. And so taking the trouble to order the discs or order the book just indicated to him that you really wanted this information. And it's because even if you're new to all of these concepts and you're new to Alan, hopefully you're arriving to the material with a bit of an open mind. And so, you know, as Alan would say, most people are just looking for confirmation of what they've already chosen to believe. And you really have to come into this series of talks and this book with a willingness to let go of some things that you think you're very sure about and entertain a different way of looking at things. So I have been debating actually for too long, for a couple of months, whether or not to put these recorded talks behind a paywall, even if it's just modest, to be in keeping with Alan's views on the material. And I will tell you this, that this one that we recorded a couple of weeks ago, I will make this freely available to all of you. You will find it on the website soon in the book club section, and I will publish it on all of the channels soon. The subsequent recordings, I don't know yet, because it's just me here, and I don't even know how to paywall something or how I would go, proceed with that. But I do understand where Alan was coming from. And as I dive deeper into this material than I ever dived into it, even when I was transcribing the talks and talking to Alan on the phone a lot before I was in Canada about the material and questions that I had, all of that aside, I'm really getting into the material much more deeply now than I ever did before. And it's daunting. And I've said this before, it's humbling to arrive at the book club channel and just hear the intensity with which so many of you have approached Alan's material and studying things. And I love it. I really do. So again, the next recorded conversation will be me and Graham discussing interviews 3 and 4, and that will be on the 24th of May. But tomorrow, the whole group will be discussing syllabus material for 3 and 4. And there's something to point out too, is that, as Graham said, Alan keeps a through line. So he weaves in and out the same concepts. He keeps touching back. So on interview 3, he may be bringing up things that he said to Jackie on interview 1. And you'll notice this as we go through the material, that he never loses his train of thought, even over 24 hours of recorded material that was recorded over 2 years. So kind of amazing, but true. And so the things that we talk about tomorrow may indeed touch back to the first 2 interviews, and that's okay, because there's weaving material to do. So I appreciate all of you who have participated so far, and I'm looking forward to doing this with you, and thank you.